Good afternoon. We're here today on our Griner BioOne Talks. My name is Helen Ivanoff. I am the Global Market Manager, and we will be discussing the topic of safety products. My guest today is Professor Waleed Al-Tamimi, professor and consultant in clinical biochemistry, head of the Division of Clinical Biochemistry at the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the King Abdulaziz Medical City in Saudi Arabia. Also, you are a head of the pre-analytical committee from the Saudi Society of Clinical Chemistry. So thank you for joining us. Professor Waleed is here on a KOL meeting at the Griner headquarters, and I look forward to discussing safety products with you.
Thank you very much, and I'm very happy to have me here in this broadcasting.
So tell me about safety products. So you're in the pre-analytical committee working towards increasing awareness about needle stick prevention. Are there legislation or guidelines in your country that promote the use of safety products?
Well, there are some guidelines that have been used in most of the hospital use the guidelines, international guidelines. Mm-hmm. And implementing this is especially when we know that most of the hospital are accredited by local accreditation bodies, SIBAHI, or international accreditation body like GCI, or for this is for the hospital and for the laboratory, College of American Pathologists, mm-hmm. an example, and therefore their standards of collection blood is mandatory to be used in those accredited laboratories using the highest practice of standards to collect blood.
Okay, and do you use safety products in your facility?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do safety product and since a long time. Mm-hmm. And we have tried to eliminate those traditional safety product for blood collection. Mm-hmm. And I think many of our phlebotomists and nurses are familiar with the most state-of-the-art technology, and they are happy to use them.
And so do you, in your facility, or perhaps generally, is there a tendency to prefer like a, there are various, just like you mentioned, there are various safety products available. There are butterflies or safety blood collection sets that have a manual activation. There are safety blood collection sets that have like a semi-automated. There's the blood straight needle with, you know, a shield to cover. What is more commonly used or
What we are using now is the butterfly needle, and we have almost eliminated the holder and the needle, mm-hmm. and we use a shield protect safety product, mm-hmm. and I think it's been used mostly in many areas in the hospital. We use both,
okay.
The butterfly without shield, and the other one with the shield.
And do you see, for example, that there's a tendency to use a butterfly more on the wards and like a straight needle for outpatients, or it doesn't really?
No, it doesn't. We really encourage to use the butterfly more than needle.
Uh huh. Okay. Out of curiosity, are both phlebotomists and nurses collecting blood or medical technologists?
Yeah. For the outpatient, the phlebotomist. Mm-hmm. Also, the phlebotomist goes to the wards,
mm-hmm. okay.
With a schedule. But in some area like ICU and ER, the nurses are collecting the blood mostly.
Okay, and so anytime a new device is used, you need to do training, right? So do you have regular training programs and proficiency testing to ensure that the devices
Surely,
are used
this
correctly?
This is a very important part in our practice to ensure the competency assessment of the staff, give them more training in case if they are not competent of drawing the blood. And with the help of local manufacturer in pre-analytical area, we do regular and continuously training of staff, taking into consideration that in Saudi Arabia there are many multi-nationalities and different training in their country. They come and work in Saudi Arabia, so try our best to standardize the collection of the blood, that in one hand. And on the other hand, also the turnover of the staff make the continuous of training and education very important.
So thinking, I know the topic is about safety, but the topic is also about pre-analytics. So it's, you know, the performance or the collection of the sample is, or the quality of the sample collected is just as important also in the laboratory, you know, hemolysis reduction or underfilled tubes. So is that part of the training as well? Or is it mainly just the training?
That part of the pre-analytical is not only the collection, but you know, collection is, or malpractice of collection will end up with a hemolyzed sample. And, of course, that will increase the rejection rate. And that is a KPI for us to look where are the, or do the root cause analysis and provide the training to the nurses or phlebotomist in case of rejection rate is increased.
And do you have a reporting system of needle stick injuries?
Yes, we do.
Okay. And how does that work?
Works. It works very fine, but taking into consideration two challenges. The first one is many, or let's say some of the incident goes unreported because of the fear of job security and the job security. The second is some doesn't know how to do the reporting. Okay. So we try to encourage and staff and tell them the consequences of unreported incident or needle stick injury incidents, and that may make the problem bigger and bigger, so they are aware to report to them.
Okay, so that they're not afraid that it means they lose their job, right?
That's to me, yeah. Okay.
So I guess I would imagine that, you know, encouraging a reporting system and, you know, having a system to track where perhaps if one phlebotomist or nurse is reporting more needle sticks that they're, you know, targeted for training. Is that, you know, a process that you have also?
Exactly. That's what we are doing. And it's a digital, and we do that even.
Digital.
Yeah. So, however, it's go to the infection control. And they are under quality management, hospital quality management. And they inform us in case of there is a need to do more training here or there, you know, to support our nurses or phlebotomists of higher needle stick injury.
Have you seen a reduction of needle stick injuries after the implementation of safety devices?
This is very good questions. We did many studies about this, and before and after implementing safety product. We did that with Butterfly a few years ago, and we did it another time, and we have seen tremendous decrease in needle stick injury of using safe product. And we publish it as posters. in some scientific conferences.
And how, I'd be interested, how is the acceptance from the phlebotomist or the nurse in, you know, making a change to
Again, I like that question because at the beginning, who use a traditional way of collecting blood, they were having resistance to use the this butterfly until they found it's much better, especially when they have this shielded one or possibly other technology could be more safer to be used and even easier in one side and comfortable to the patient when we collect the blood.
Also very important, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to have a dissatisfied patient.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you think, so taking into consideration a safety device which makes the blood collector person, nurse, phlebotomist, also feel more secure in their, you know, procedure, that they don't have to worry about getting a needle stick injury, and the patient being satisfied also, because when the nurse is relaxed, so is the patient. Do you think the reduction of needle stick injuries in addition to that justifies paying a higher price for a safety product?
I definitely say yes about this. Mm-hmm. And I think if someone knows about what is happening either to the quality of the collection tube or repeating the test and recalling the patient to do redrawn, especially if the sample is hemolysis, is more costly and delaying the management. In addition, that it will help our staff to be safe. And imagine the cost if they have been injured themselves. And the consequences of complication happen to the patient. And we know many stories that when they have been injured, it can be fatal in some time. You know. So I definitely justify the cost of this to the extreme support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can imagine the psychological burden of...
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh, if something had happened, you can't even pay for that, right? That fear is
fear.
Huge.
Yeah.
So we talked about training your staff. Is that done, like, on an annual basis? Do you do, like, physical training and digital? Do you do targeted training, or do you just get a group of new, you know, people who've just come... train? How is your training process?
We have to use a combination of many tools for education. Those who come newly, we give them a training, especially the nurses, and we use dummy for the training. Mm-hmm. And we ensure that everyone is having knowing the procedure of collection correctly, and we are open a channel for them to contact us in case of if they doesn't know anything or maybe repeat the training for them. On the other hand, for our continuous staff, we do the competency, as I said, assessment. Which we regularly do it at minimum 6 months, but we can do it as any new procedure or any new product come to our changing the procedure. We do the competency again at any times. You know.
Okay, so it's on the need basis then. So. Do you see a need for a more comprehensive safety campaign in Saudi Arabia to encourage more use of safety devices?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And in this safety campaign, which would be led by the Saudi Society of Clinical Chemistry, what would be the top five measures you would prioritize?
Top five measurement or measure that we... I think there are many more than five I can outline here. Mm-hmm. The first one is the needle stick injury or the number of needle stick injury that can be a measure of if we know the needle stick measurement, the needle stick injury incidence, that mean that important to do a lot of training to the staff. Dropping of that is an indicator of that the process of training and the practice is successful. Another measure we can do the specimen rejection rate that can tell us if the this awareness and practice is need to be done on certain institute or hospital, such as like hemolysis, many hemolysis sample. Another one, the possibility of inconsistent of diagnosis with blood mull collection and production of a false result. This is very important also, that if the collection of blood even is go with no hemolysis or lipemic or ecteric, but the process wasn't or the procedure doesn't being followed very carefully, for example, mixing the editor or something, then that will reflect on the result without any notice, and then of course the result will be interrupted in a wrong way and affecting the patient management. Another time also, another issue is time of collection, which is if we use a safe product, it may be easier and maybe also with less time that we can measure that and improve the length of stay of the patient at phlebotomy area or outpatient. The convenience of the collection process is another measurement, which will make ease of comfort of the staff and the patient as well. Of course, we talk about that is reducing the fear if we're using the product, safety product for collection blood among the staff, and that will reflect on the quality of work, because if they feel like they are safe to use this product, they will not make mistake or make the patient feel uncomfortable if the phlebotomist or nurse feeling unwell in case of collection of blood. These could be some of the measures that we can use it in the comprehensive awareness of safety product among the worker in Saudi Arabia or any other country, I believe.
Have you done statistics on the amount of time per collection, like maybe retrospective between the time it took to collect, you know, the say an outpatient, the time it took to collect a patient with a non-safety versus a safety? Do you have any statistics on that? Is that of interest?
We unfortunately we don't, but it's there, and we could find it in our retrospective record, and we could compare that with the, but you know, as you know, that the health system is workload is increasing every year by 5 to 10%, and number of and shortage of staff also is a problem and challenges. However, many staff work over their sometime limit, and that could also be a problem to meet the need of the collection of the blood among the patient. I remember that in maybe 10, 15 years ago, that we used to receive like 700 patients a day in outpatient, and now more than 1,500. So it's double.
That's a lot.
And of course, number of staff is still not reaching to the optimum, because even we need to know and we need to study the how many number of blood drawn that every phlebotomist or nurse can do daily. So they will not be overwhelmed with more and could make mistakes. Because, you know, the more work you do, the more error that you produce.
When you're stressed. And so that brings me to then another question, and that is an extra thin wall needle. So an extra thin wall needle, say like a 23 gauge needle that has a thinner wall, has a larger inner diameter, allows for a faster flow rate of the blood into the tube. Is that something that would be of importance to you, especially taking into consideration this big load of outpatients?
That will something we are looking forward to see from the manufacturer. And definitely that will help our staff and make the patient more comfortable in reducing the number of drawing of blood. Possibly also if we reducing other pre-analytical problem like rejection of the sample due to hemolysis, and that will impact on the measurement, impact on the patient's safety.
So yes, there are products out there that have this extra thin wall, which have proven to show a faster processing of the blood collection procedure in an outpatient environment. So I'd like to go back one question. You are the head of the pre-analytical committee. Can you say a little bit more about, you know, the goals of the committee, what you're doing?
The goal of a pre-analytical working group, it's been established 6 years ago under the umbrella of Saudi Society of Clinical Chemistry. And it was being thought because if there is a pre-analytical working group at European, and we decided to take into consideration some of the local regularity and legislation that been used. It's not much difference, but you know, one example is we try to and we have done the one of the guidelines already for collection blood, and we have translated to the local language, because we feel like some of the guidelines should be translated to the local language, which can the language barrier sometimes not being reached to the exactly the message or the practice to our staff, and by reading the through their language that make more understandable,
more of a connection maybe
Of course less time in reading in the guidelines. You know. That was one of the goals, but the other we do some courses, and we do also gathering of these people. And we were thinking about phlebotomy society, mm-hmm. but pre-analytical gather those who work in pre-analytical, and they can organizing like half day symposium, mm-hmm. one day symposium, and full day symposium. And also they can communicate through the pre-analytical group if anything's a new product or any experience or malpractice or good practice of collecting blood.
Well, great. Then I appreciate the information. Thank you very much for the very enlightening and engaging discussion.
Thank you very much for having me.